talk about some joy in their lives. And one thing that we've noticed, and I don't know if you've noticed it in your circle, in your parish, in your circle of friends, there is a difference in this Lent. Everybody keeps saying that. And there's a real joy in this Lenten season. It's the Holy Spirit's working differently in so many of us. I've just met so many folks at random who've said, you know, there's something really different about this Lent and the joy of Lent, what we're going to talk about now with Monsignor James Patrick Shea, the president of the University of Mary and Bismarck, North Dakota. Monsignor, good morning. Welcome back. Is this Lent different for you? Is there more joy? Is there more light working towards the light for you?
Well, I think that's true. It is true, John, and it's great to be with you this morning. I would say that that your reference to the Holy Spirit just now is exactly what all that's about. We've had a tough year in the church, and the Holy Spirit is the consoler. And so he draws near to broken hearts. God is close to the brokenhearted, and in the midst of the challenges and the difficulties of our life and in our world, God draws near to us, and he reminds us of his love. He reminds us of his tender care, and he reminds us who we are. This is really important because, you know, as we've talked about before, Lent isn't about doing deadly things. It's about dealing death to the deadly. Those things which are deadly in us, which draw us away from life in God, God wants to root those things out. It's not his will that we should live in that way. We don't have to live like that. And so as a result, he reminds us who we are. You know, when I go and say Mass every day, here during the season of Lent, what's amazing is the readings are so rich, both on Sunday and at daily Mass. And that's because the story of our salvation is told in a very bright and clear way during the course of the season of Lent. And as long as we keep that story, which is the story of the romance, of the friendship, of the relationship between God and humanity, as long as we keep that story, which is really our story, it's God's story, but it's also our story, as long as we keep that bright before our eyes, we can navigate our lives well. When that story grows dim, then we get lost, and that's when we lose joy.
And what is your advice, Monsignor Shea, for someone who may not be having a joy-filled Lent, who with whatever crosses they're carrying in their lives is making this Lent particularly difficult? How did they open their eyes to the power of the Holy Spirit?
Well, you know, I think that, once again, I want to go back to that phrase before, which comes to us from the pages of Scripture, that God is close to the brokenhearted. You know, I gave a parish mission recently where I was talking about the Blessed Mother, and I said that Christianity isn't about avoiding suffering. It's not about having a trouble-free life, and God doesn't promise that anywhere. It's not part of any guarantee that our faith gives us. But it's not about having crosses that aren't ours either. And so we have to discover the cross that is for us. And the way that we can discover that cross is that Mary is standing there by it. And so it seems to me that the Blessed Mother helps us in this way. You know what I mean? That she's a consoler too, that in the midst of our life, when we have crosses and sufferings and struggles, we want to reach out to her. We want to say, Mary, you're my mother. I need you now. And that we need to have that confidence too, that God is with us in the darkness. You know, there was a recent book issued about the life of Mother Teresa, and especially about some of her spiritual darkness and difficulty that she experienced. And the name of the book is haunting. It's I Loved Jesus in the Night. I loved Jesus in the night, that even in the midst of challenges and darkness, she clung to the Lord. And so we too, if we're not having a joyful time, are called to cling to the Lord and to know that he's working behind the scenes in every human life, in the life of those we love, and in our life too. He has things in hand, even when it doesn't necessarily feel like it. And that's an act of faith too. Remember that our faith calls us to assent to things through trust, based on the promises of God that we can't necessarily see clearly before our eyes.
You talk about the confidence in the Lord, Monsignor Shea. That confidence in the Lord only comes at the end of the path through the confessional and up to the communion rail, right?
Well, there you go. And that's another aspect of our Catholic faith that's so consoling, that in the midst of the faith, in the midst of placing our hope in things that we can't necessarily see, God does give us visible, tangible markers of his presence in the world, the sacraments of the church. And so if we feel like, you know, we've sinned in such a way that we can't be forgiven, how could the Lord ever forgive us? The words of absolution heard with our human ears is so important. It's so healing because it has a tangible presence to it. If we feel like God is missing, the Eucharist itself, which is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, that Eucharist, that physical and true and real presence of Jesus on the altar, and then within us when we receive communion, these indicators along the path, these bright and clear tokens and signs of God's presence are really important for us too. And so, especially if we're having a challenging time, the sacraments help.
Monsignor James Patrick Shea joining us from the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota, talking about the joy of Lent this morning here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. And the joy of Lent is something, and I continue to learn this all the time, the joy of Lent is something that needs to be worked on every single day. And that's my takeaway from the Holy Spirit so far, halfway through Lent, is a renewed sense of working at my faith, as opposed to just thinking good thoughts at the beginning of Lent and just assuming they're going to happen. No, you have to be very demonstrative and make them happen. Sounds very basic, but it takes a little bit of work to make Lent successful.
Well, Lent is called a campaign. You know, the prayers of the Mass on Ash Wednesday speak about the campaign of Lent. And that word is that word is a complete endorsement of what you just said, that it's not something that we can let happen to us, that we're not just objects of what's happening. We're actual subjects, and we're subjects in human history, too. Our lives are important. Cardinal Newman has this sense that every human person has, with his or her vocation, an essential part to play in the story of salvation. And so it's not simply that we're wanting to be part of a story which isn't ours, and maybe God could let us a little bit more into the story if the right things happen to us in the course of Lent. That's not it at all. It's the story of our lives is part of the drama of God in the world, is part of the drama of salvation in Jesus Christ for ourselves, but also for other people, and the part that we play is essential. And so this Lent, which is called by the great tradition the retreat of the Christian people, is also a campaign of holiness. And it's meant for us to rally within us every ounce of desire and devotion that we can, and in the midst of difficulty, challenge, to cling to those things which remind us of God's goodness, of his mercy, of his truth, and then to remind others, too, in the midst of our life. And so you're right, we can't just let it happen to us. We do need to strive in the midst of Lent. But to find joy in the striving is very important. All of us know people who strive, but the striving is a burden, and all that they can do is complain about it. Sometimes we're that person.
And yes, I've been there.
we're meant to find joy in the striving. What a privilege, what an honor, to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, to know the gospel, to have heard his saving promises, to have assented to them in our lives, and then to have the corresponding joy of following him by taking up our cross each day, by denying ourselves. This is a great joy, to be able to be like him, even when sometimes it doesn't feel joyful.
And if you're carrying some crosses and maybe have some darkness in your life, perhaps we have opened up the door just a little bit so you can see a crack of light and see the joy of Lent, the joy of Lent that is awaiting you today. Monsignor James Patrick Shea is the president of the University of Mary, joining us from the main campus in Bismarck, North Dakota. More details about the University of Mary at cometomary.com. That's cometomary.com. Monsignor, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.